Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should share your knowledge for free. Give it away now. I don't know why the Chili Peppers popped into my head. Give it away now. So
give it away now.
Yeah. I think Tim and I are both on the same page of you know, not so much the importance, but the value of, you know, sharing your knowledge for free. I'm going to do a really quick, short spiel on, you know, when I talk with clients and stuff and I tell them, you know, why don't you educate your audience, your viewers and stuff on how to do some of the things that you do. They're always fearful of doing that because, hey, look, if I teach them what I do and my secrets, they're not going to purchase my services. And I think what I've realized online is that people who are interested in doing things on their own and learning things, whether you teach them or not, they're still not going to hire you because they want to learn how to do it on their own.
Yep.
And if you end up teaching them how to do something and you build trust and value in their mind whenever they do need services that you may offer, you're going to come, you know, top of mind awareness and stuff. And the truth is that the majority of people would rather pay for something than actually do it themselves. In the long run, they may start out trying it, but then they realize, you know what, this is a lot more work, more than I bit off, you know, more than what I thought it was going to be, and they ultimately end up hiring someone. So that's the short version from me.
Yeah, no, I'm on the exact same page. And, you know, I see that happening a lot where people will buy the Divi theme, trying to build themselves a website. And then they reach out to me. I know David has people that do this too, because they know that, oh, hey, these guys are Divi experts. They have product companies. They have tutorials. They know what they're doing because they want to hire an expert. And so they see that, hey, these people are giving away content for free. They know what they're doing. You know, and they tried the tutorial themselves, like, you know, it kind of worked, but then they realized that, like David said, they bit off more than they can chew. And so then they reach out for an expert. And so, yeah, giving away knowledge, giving away tutorials, education, whatever you want to call it, it's a great way to establish yourself as an expert so that because people want to hire experts. I mean, at the bottom line, whether there's someone that ever tried to do it on their own or they just see that, hey, this person is an expert and I want to hire an expert, you just have a lot better chance of getting hired that way. Yeah, so that's definitely, I'm in agreement there.
The first reason why we feel you should share your knowledge for free is it builds an audience, okay? You know, I did not know that we were going to be creating WordPress products one day when we started sharing our knowledge of how to teach people how to build websites and stuff, you know, how to do specific things like Tim was talking about, tutorial-based stuff, to learn Divi better and to do things. So all of a sudden, by doing that, unknowingly at first, we started to build an audience, people that started to come to our website because they valued the content that we were putting out. So that's number one, why you should share it for free, because you're building an audience.
Yeah. And another point that goes along with that is builds trust with that audience. So if they can see that you know what you're talking about, you're an expert, you're giving away stuff for free, well, they're going to trust you. And so once they're a part of your audience, even though they got those first few things for free, whether it's education, whether it's, you know, a freebie, whatever, well, now when you market something that isn't for free, there's a lot more likely of a chance that they're going to buy because they trust you. You built up that trust and the credibility, and you've shown that, hey, you know what you're doing because you've educated them. You know, there's not that initial, like, you know, defense mechanism that comes up like, oh, this person's just trying to get my money, because you've already built that trust with them.
Another thing that it does for you is it establishes you as an expert, perceived or real, when you start sharing your knowledge for free of your expertise. I don't know what it is about the internet, but if you start a podcast and you start talking about WordPress, you're all of a sudden a WordPress expert. Whether it's your first day using WordPress or your 10,000th day using WordPress, the listener on the other end or the reader of your blog content or your YouTube channel, wherever you're producing the content, they perceive you to be an expert, you know, whether you are or aren't. So there's a huge value in doing that. It, you know, again, it lends towards, you know, whether you're getting clients, you know, hey, I want David and Tim because these guys are the top of the heap, as opposed to just someone who has a website out there looking to get you to hire them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings us to the last reason why you should share your knowledge for free. And that's for monetization to your audience through products or services. And so I kind of touched on it already, where I have tutorials on my website and it brings in people, you know, that potentially want to hire me. It also brings in people for me to sell my products to. The tutorials are free. You know, they can get those for free. There's freebies they can download for free, whatever, 100% free. But once they're a part of my audience, well, now I can market paid products to them. And we touched on that before, you know, it builds that trust. So then you can market other things. And so really there's no negatives to sharing your knowledge for free. And at the end of the day, even if you're just giving back to give back and you don't ultimately gain anything from it, that's okay too, because we all learned from someone else who was giving back.
Yeah. And I want to say this, you know, people, when you're sharing your knowledge for free, what it does for you is this. You don't have to, if you're selling images, for example, for photography, and you're a photographer, you don't have to write content around images to get people to come to your website to kind of buy your images. If you produce content about how to teach people how to take great pictures, that's going to get people that are interested in photography to your website. And oh, by the way, wow, he's got some amazing images that he's selling. I'd love to see this hanging on my wall. So yeah, don't be afraid to give knowledge away for free. It really, really, really helps you sell your stuff, products and or services. Well, thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. I feel like it's been a million years since I've said that line, Tim. tomorrow we've got another great topic, 5 best Google Chrome extensions for web developers and designers. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.